for his death, for giving him his last will, so to speak. He tells him to keep the Torah. And he says, starting with Pasuk, the Gamma say is out there, Asher Asa Leo Ben Sriya, Asher Asa Lashne Sari Sigos Ashrela Avner Ben Erba Amasa Ben Yeser, by our game, by our same Bengal Hamab Shalom. By came Bengal Hamab Hazor Asha, Sherb Masnav, and Avo Asher Ragwa. So he tells him, you know what you all did to me, and therefore, Pasuk Baba, Pisa Kachach Masecha, be wise, the Lord Torah, Sir Asab Shalom Shal. Do not let him go down easily. So let's go through this step by step. Atayah Daza Isa Sher Asa Li. You know what Yoav did to me. So the farsha pick up on the extra wording of Asher Asa Li, not just Asher Asa that he killed Yoav and three, but it says Asher Asa Li. So some say it's not referring to what he did to Amasa and to Abner. Rather, Asher Asa Li. Rashi quotes this, Razak also quotes this, is Rashi's only pshat. Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanhuma, Asher Asa Li, Shehera Asif or Shishalach Zav Yad Uriya. In other words, he went around and started showing people the sefer that David had written to have Uriah killed, the message that he sent with Uriah, that he was then to go and get back to the commander to have him killed. So Yoav went around showing people what David had done, that David had had Uriah killed, and he made a mockery of David. Okay? This is quoted from the Medrash Tanhuma in Rashi. It's also the third day in the Radak. The Radak offers two other explanations. Asher Asali, either Asher Asali refers to the killing of Abner and Amasa, because your killing of Abner and Amasa was bad for me, because I needed Abner to help gain control of the rest of Potishal as well as Amasa. That's why I was retired both of them to my side. And you, by killing them, made it much harder for me to achieve my goal. So killing them was Asali, was against me as well. The Radak's other interpretation is Asher Asali is referring to the murder of Avshalom, which is interestingly left out of this pasuk, even though David was very upset that Yoav did not listen to him, and Yoav had Avshalom killed, and it's probably why he didn't reappoint Yoav as a general. And we see that David mourns very much after the death of his son Avshalom, even though Avshalom was being murdered against him. But still, David had commanded the army not to kill his son. He very much had Rachman on his son, did not want him killed, even though Avshalom did terrible things to him. So Asher Asali means that, Yoav, you went against my word, and you killed Avshalom, and that was bad for me. So now at least we can explain why Avshalom is left out of his pasuk, because according to their interpretation, he really is not. Yes.
Maybe the reason why I never left him off, because that never happened with me when I held this now, and I don't really want to make it seem like that it's bad times during the journey, that you shouldn't kill him, because I should just one more person think that, oh, I need to kill, you know, Shaw Shum, so you shouldn't kill them now. So maybe they want to go into Shum to the best of that. But again, they're guessing you shouldn't kill them.
So why shouldn't he mention Avshalom?
Because if he didn't let Shum turn out, then maybe Shum will think that even if they don't do the better.
Because he didn't want Avshalom to kill. I think there's a different reason he's not mentioned straight out here. So again, the Radak thing, he's hinted here in Asher Asali, he is hinted here. And then it continues because it says what Yoav did, what did he do? Asher also the Shnei Sari Sigos Yisrael Abner Ben Er Amasa Ben Yeser. What he did to these two generals, he killed Abner, he killed Amasa. Vayahargim Vayasem Dmei Melchama B'Shalom. Okay, so he focuses specifically not on the murder of Abner and Amasa, but he focuses on how he murdered them. He focuses on the fact that Vayasem Dmei Melchama B'Shalom, as the Mesidah Sof explains, that he writes that Dam Haroi Lishpoch Ba'anshe Nochanti Shavahu Ba'anshe Shlomi. You were Shofech, you were Tam Dmei Melchama, Dam, which belonged in the time of war, you placed it, you were Shofech in the time of Shalom. You killed Avner and Amasa at a time when there was no battle, the battle was over. There was no battle. They were trying to make peace. And you went ahead and you turned their Dam into Dam Melchama, Dam that should have been spilled at the time of Melchama, and you spilled it at a time of peace. You can't have that time now when he killed Avshalom. He killed Avshalom in the middle of a war. So even though it was against David's commands, but he killed he killed Axel in the middle of a war. He complains about killing Abner and Amasa specifically because you took peacetime and you made it wartime. And that was wrong.
And why is Yor getting punished? He's getting punished because he was over on the good way to do it. So.
Let's slow down. Okay, we'll get there in a second. Again, so far we know he's punished, number one, because Asher Asali. Number two, because he killed Abner and Amasa with a specific emphasis on the way he killed him. Number one, you made peace by wartime. Number two, the puzzle continues, but Hagoraso Asher Masnav, Uvina Alo Asher Baraglav. You killed them in time of peace. And you put by paying the name of Hamad Hagoraso Asher Masnav, you put the blood of war in his belt, which is on his waist, Uvina Alo Asher Baraglav, and in his shoe, which is on his foot. So seemingly a bit strange. What's the reference here to the Chagorah and to the Na'al? So the Mepharshim all quote an interesting interpretation that the Chagorah saw Asher B'Masnav was referring to how he killed Amasa. Because when he killed Amasa, so what happened? There was a Chagorah, there was a belt, which was holding his sword, and he had it a little bit loose, and he allowed it to fall and drop when he was greeting Amasa. And he said, "Hey, Amasa, what's doing?" And then his sword fell off his belt. He bent down to pick it up. Amasa figured, oh, he's just going down to pick up the sword which he just dropped. And therefore, he is not cautious of what Yoav is about to do. And therefore, Yoav goes and then kills him. Uvina alo asher biraglav. He sees Abner, who has just, Yoav just returned from a trip. Yoav comes back. He sees Abner. And he calls Abner to an alley. And it says there that he calls to speak to him Basheli, so the very told Basheli. And the pasuk, that's what the pasuk says. And unfortunately, saying that Basheli means Shalma Alpha. He told him to take off your shoes. But he asked him a kasha, and he says, what's the din of a Gidim in terms of Chalitza? Can you tell me what the din is? So Abner says, sure, let me show you. And Abner goes down to reach for his shoe, at which point he's not cautious of what's about to happen, and Yoav kills him. So the parshim explain that this arma, this type of trickery that Yoav used, the Chagorasa Asher B'Masnav and Alo Asher B'Raglav, that he killed them by tricking them. And so there's an emphasis in the pasuk that David gives, which is that Yoav didn't only kill. He didn't only do things against me. He didn't only kill these people in a time of peace, but he did it in a tricky way. Now, again, so he's magish the way that he killed it. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tassim and Alice says that the reason that Yoav was killed was because he was murdered by Malchus when he followed Adoniyahu. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tassim and Alice says. So that's a big problem. Because even though that makes a lot of sense, that, okay, that's a pretty obvious thing that Yoav did here pretty recently, and that's the reason to have Yoav killed. That's the carriage against the Sukkot. It's completely missing. And plus, David gives very specific reasons as to why you should kill Yoav because of the killing of Abner and of Amasa, and it says nothing about the reason of Malchus during the merit of Adon Yom. So how can you understand this? So if you look at the Gemara there, the Gemara says that they were trying to find a chivisa for Yoav. At first they were saying, well, is he chayav for killing Abner? And they said, well, Abner was a goel adam who was upset that Asael was killed. And since Abner, even though Abner was being chased by Asael, but Abner was an expert fighter and was able to be matil him the echad me'garav, and therefore he did not have to kill Asael. So therefore, really technically speaking, Abner, Yoav had a right to kill him. Then they say, well, what about Amasa? So they say, well, Amasa was more than Malchus, and therefore Yoav also had a right to kill Amasa, who was more of Malchus, even though David was trying to make peace with. So the Gemara says that the reason that he was killed was because he was more of Malchus at the time of Adon Yoav. So I thought to say as follows, and I think I like to refer to this as the Al Capone muscle. Okay, we all know that Al Capone did lots of bad things, but what did they get him on? They got him on tax evasion. Okay, in other words, that sometimes you find that really, okay, the Ratzon HaTorah, or in other words, technically speaking, could I get him on the murder of Abner? I couldn't get him on the murder of Abner. and I couldn't get him on the murder of Amasa. But Lemaisa, he did something wrong. Lemaisa b'nei shemayim, he really should have been punished. And so therefore, b'nei avam, we couldn't punish him. So we needed to find another reason to punish him, and that reason was, oh good, he was more of a mouthful than the other zoning. Oh, now I have a reason to kill him. Why was he chayav miso? So Dov is telling him, listen, this guy deserves to die. Look what he did to me. Look what he did to Avner. Look what he did to Amasa. I couldn't get him on all those things. Okay, so the Gemara tells us that what he was really able to get him on was the Marv Malchus at the time of Adonio. So really, I think both of these things coming together explain why he's chayav miso and how he's ultimately going to be put to death. And it could be that this is shot in the pasuk when he says, "Vasita kachach matzecha." What do you mean, use your wisdom? So the Radak says, find a way to make him chayev. In other words, I couldn't find a way yet to make him chayev. He kept getting off on a technicality, so you have to catch him on tax evasion, you have to catch him on whatever you can catch him on, okay, and make sure that he, don't let him go down easily. Now the Rashi, Radak, and the Rabbah all say, that don't let him die by himself. Don't let him just die of old age. You should put him to death. The Malbim says, Lo Siva Lahar of Dafka, he doesn't have to specifically kill him, but don't let him die peacefully. In other words, don't let the end of the day be peaceful. He should be punished to some degree. The Malbim doesn't say that it's necessarily a sequel to kill him. We need to ask another question with the commandment of David to kill Yoav, and that's as follows. Why didn't David kill Yoav earlier? Okay, David was upset about Amasa. David was upset about Avner. David was upset about Absalom. Yoav kept causing problems for David. Okay, so why didn't David just kill him? So the Radak earlier on in Malachim, Parak Aleph Pasuk Zayin, writes, "Al kol ilah hadvarim hayasona David oso." All of these things made David hate him. He was fearful of him. David needed Yoav. Yoav was a great general. He was a great, powerful leader. And David needed him. And so David cannot kill him. And it could be that that's what it means. The Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed, when he did not kill Yoav after the murder of Abner, right? Pasuk says that Bnei Tsruya are kashim mimeni. The sons of Tsruya are kashim mimeni. They're harder than me. They're more difficult. They're stronger than me. Va'anochi hayom rach. And I'm very weak right now. The other thing, I just became king. Okay, I'm not so strong. I need these strong people around me. I need Yoav to help me fight my wars. I need him. And even though I'm very much upset at how he's handling things and what he did, I can't kill him because I need him around. It's also possible to suggest that David didn't kill him, like we explained earlier, that David couldn't really nail him on a specific chiyuv. He only was able to get him now when he was more of a mouthful against Adonijah, and at this point David's too old to deal with these kind of things, and he tells Shlomo, listen, I want you to take care of it when I die. Why doesn't Shlomo need him? Shlomo has guards by Gileadi. It could be right. David has taken care of all that needs to be taken care of. We know that Shlomo is not going to have to deal with any battles. Okay, so that could be the answer. That everything is taken care of. In other words, even David at a certain point thought it was taken care of to the extent that he wasn't sure he'd be able to just admit that. So it wasn't 100% done. But David knows that the times are, at this point, David's taken care of all the infighting and all the outfighting. There's less of a need for a strong general. The second thing that he tells David to do, Shlomo to do on his deathbed, now we're in public dying. The Rabbi Barzillai had Giladi, Tasa Chesed. You should do Chesed to Bnei, the sons of Barzillai had Giladi. Who's Barzillai had Giladi? In Shmuel Beis, Parakei Zayin, and Parakei Tes, describes how Barzillai had Giladi is an individual who, when David is fleeing to Yerushalayim, during the merit of Absalom. So Barzillai HaGiladi is an elderly gentleman who greets him and brings him food and all types of supplies. After the merit, David tries to reward him by offering a place to stay in Yerushalayim, because please come with me. And Barzillai says, no, I'm an old man. You know, how sometimes you try to get old people to come, you know, you want to be with them. No, I'd like you to see where I am, and I don't want you to make, do anything special for me. So he didn't want to go anywhere. So David didn't reward him. So Father Zion says, Nay Barzillai, the children of Barzillai, Rehobi, I want you. I want you to do a chesed. Now you go a kolish shalchanacha, and they should eat at your table. Became karuy lad v'arkin v'nei Avshalom Afika, because they came close to me when I was running away from Avshalom, your brother. So all of the parshim say, now you go a kolish shalchanacha, as midah neg midah, that they brought David food, or Barzillai at least brought David food, and so therefore you should feed him. You should be one of the people. They should be the people who eat at your table. And the Malvin points out that he says that you, he says, the Varchim Nei Avshalom Achicha, specifically that's when they came to me. When they had no expectation that they were going to get paid back. Nobody knew at that time they would get anything. Because I was a complete nobody at that point. I was running away. I was fleeing. All of the Kaddish was against me. And they came and they did a film to me without any expectation for reward. And that's Daka why you should give them a reward. We see, I think, tremendous thing from them here. David tried to pay back Barzillai Gileadi, and Barzillai Gileadi refused. And David is on his deathbed, and no one will know the difference whether he has a car set or his children. Children, it was his father that he owed, but David so much so wanted to pay back the debt of gratitude. David had such a tremendous amount of car set that David, even though he was dying, and even though he was only doing it to his children, even though Barzillai already told him, don't worry about it, I don't need it, David still wanted to pay back. Payback that COVID that was up for, yeah. That we should do what? Okay. Are you asking what you're doing? We just try to do our first book.
Yeah.
Don't know. It's a nice idea. The third thing that he tells me is very interesting. Pasukah. V'nei imcha Shimon ben Gera. With you is Shimon ben Gera. Imcha, we pointed out already that Shimi was one of the people who went on the side of Shlomo. We said that some say that Shimi was the Rebbe of Shlomo even. And he's imcha. Shimon ben Gera is on your side. He's with you. The Rabbi said that he's with you. He's on your side when you were fighting against Adoniyahu. Who Kilalani Kalanim Retas? Who was Shimon ben Gera? Shimon ben Gera was the person who, when David was running out away from Avshalom, so Shimon ben Gera came and he gave me a Kalanim Retas. Says Rashi, a Kalanim Retas means Mifureshas. Says the Radak that it means a very Chazak, a very strong Kala. Either way, he cursed him. He doesn't mention here that he stoned him, he rasped him. There's a tremendous desire for David. The Yom HaKani Machanayim. V'hu Yarad L'Krasi HaYardim, V'ashava Lo V'Hashem L'Morim HaMitzvah L'Karav. I promised him when he came back after the Mered, and then he came back and he begged me for Mechila, and I promised him that I would not kill him. It says, David, V'ata now, Al Tenakei, don't let him go free. Ish HaKamata, because you're wise. The Adat has a shared path, so you know what you need to do then. And you should make sure that he does not go down also easily. So, we have a very difficult issue to deal with, which is that, again, David promised, let's back up a step. What happened? He came, he gave him a call. Shouldn't we hear him screaming out? I believe it was Avishai who said, David, I think it was Avishai, the brother of Yoav, who said, David, what are you going to let this guy be up to? I think you referred to him as a Caleb Mace. You're going to let this dog do that to you and talk that way to you? Kill him right now on the spot. So David speaks out of tremendous anava, and he says, basically, no, this is from the Rebbe Shlomo, and if he's cursing me, then I have to go for cursing me. So he doesn't want to punish him. Then he comes back after the war, he begs him for Mechila, and David says, Los Somos. I'm not going to kill you. In Shmuel Beis, Paragutas, plus a Chassal, he says, you're not going to die. The two that doubted there says, Ba'avur Avon Zeh, you're not going to die. But Ba'avur Avon Acher, you will die. Okay? But, again, what's going on here? David had an opportunity to kill him in the middle of the marriage. David had an opportunity to kill him afterwards. So if David promised him that he's not going to kill him, so why is David commanding that he should be killed? He had the opportunity to kill him. So if you wanted him dead, then kill him yourself. And why do you take a shmuel? You weren't going to kill him. Now that I have to find a way to have him be killed. And I have another passion. Sefer Achinuch writes, Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, the mitzvah of Shelo Limpom. They should not take revenge. The Yishar Shea Mitzvah, why should we take revenge? Sheyeda Hadam Yitin Alibo, you should understand, Kol Asher Yikreo Mitov Ra, that everything that happens to you, whether it's good or bad, Mishiva Shetavo Allah Me'et Hashem Baruch Hu, everything happens to Rakhash Baruch Hu. Umiyara Adam Yarish Echav Lo Yadavr Dol to your son Hashem Baruch Hu, no one can do anything to you, unless Rakhash Baruch Hu wants them to. Al-Kain, when somebody harms you, Yeda Benach Shok Yavanosa Garnu, you should know that it was because of you. It's because of your sins. Hashem Yisbarach Gazra Lopaka. And if I be baruch, let Xera, you should be punished. So lo yashis machshavoso v'linkomi menu, and don't think of taking revenge, ki hu eino sibas ra'aso. He's not the reason that you're getting this punishment. Ki ha'ovonu amasadim, it's you, it's your hate. Hu kmo sh'amar zavad alav ha'shalom. What the rechinas raya, the disyisod? David said, hanichu lo v'ikalo ki amar lo Hashem Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who wants me to be cursed here. Tala ha'inim b'cheto, he was told it on his chet, lo b'shinim b'kir. I don't understand it. If the chinuch is bringing this case as a raya, you're not supposed to take revenge. And you see, look, David didn't take revenge, but now he is taking revenge. So what's going on here? Take revenge or not take revenge? What's the deal? Okay, so first of all, it's a very practical thing. David needed to promise Shimon and Gera that he wasn't going to kill him. Because David had all caused trouble against him. They won the merit. But now he has a very big problem. There's a lot of animosity in caused trouble, and he needs to get caused trouble on his side. If he starts punishing everybody who was murdered against him, then he needs to punish all of caused trouble. There's no way to get back his kingdom if he has to go and take revenge now on everybody in caused trouble. He writes, he says there, Ki hayom ani melech. In other words, today my kingdom is starting. Okay? Everything before this day, I wasn't a king. I was in Galus. I didn't have a din of a king. And I need to be known that way, because otherwise I can't reestablish my malchus. It won't work. So he has to have this amnesty. That's the word. Okay? He has to have this amnesty that everybody is malchus. Okay? So that they would come back. Very practical. But according to the Chinuch, so how do we answer the question of the Mechina? If it was such a nice thing, it was so great, but he didn't take Mechama, so why is he taking Mechama now? Why did he put Mechama now? So, on the one hand, David understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was punishing him, and he didn't want to take Mechama. But he also understood that Shimon Megir was responsible, and Shimon Megir did something very terrible. And Shimon Megir needed to be punished. And a message needs to be sent to call his child. He can't act the way that it gets to the king. And David couldn't be Mochel. So David wanted to be Mekayim Shem. How is he going to do that? So if David would have responded right then and there, and even if David recognized this is my punishment, Bilam might say he's doing something wrong, he needs to be punished. So had he acted there, he would have acted out of Kaz, he would have acted out of Mekama, and killing him right then and there would have been a bad thing. It would have been an act of Mekama. Then he would have had Negius. Then, right, he was acting clearly out of his emotions and not out of what was right. Now, that was done with that said. David has no Negius. It doesn't really make a difference to David at this point what happens to Shimmy. And therefore, now, if he does it now if he punishes him, now it's not a mice in the summer. Now that is very, you know, he's thinking about what's going on, there's no cost, it's long over. right? And killing him now is giving him the justice that he deserves, and it's not an act of nekamah. Sifas Musar says something very similar. Parsha Levit and Sifas Musar and Parsha Sayati, in the new edition of Nama Chazayim, it's entitled Nekama. He asks a very obvious question. It's a very strange, this last speech that Dov gives. He says to do four things. Keep the Torah, okay, do a chesed to Barzillai Geladi, and then go kill all these people who, you know, I've always wanted to kill my whole life, but I never did it. It's a very strange thing, way to go down, you know? It seems all cowardly, it seems vengeful. Why is Dov, these are the parting words that Dov has, to kill Yoav and to kill Shimi. So it's very puzzling. So Rechaim Shalabit says that you have to understand what Nekama is. There are two types of Nekama. There's Nekama where we act emotionally and we do things the first step because we're embarrassed and we act in ways we're not supposed to. But there's also a Midah of Nekama in the world, which is this concept that the world needs to see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is dim in Emet, and that justice is served in this world. That's not acting out of emotion. That's making sure that people who are opposing negative Kadosh Baruch Hu are see justice. So I think it's very much what we're saying. That had David acted right away, that would have been the negative Nekama. That would have been acting out of emotion, but that's wrong. But since David waited, he was able to show the world and bring people who were needed to be brought to justice to do it in the proper way as a way of showing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and doesn't let people get away scot-free for very terrible acts. Just one last point. The Zazal quotes the Alshech. Another reason that David did not kill Shimi ben Gera right away because Mordechai HaTzadik came from Shimon ben Gera. I don't know how you know that. Okay, Mordechai HaTzadik came from maybe there's another Shimon Shimon. Okay. So Mordechai came from Shimon. So David knew that Mordechai was going to come from Shimon. So he couldn't kill him right away. He had to wait for however Mordechai was going to come out of Shimon or whoever needs to be born for that next step to take place. And only later, did he kill? Okay, so I think the hour is late. Okay. By Yishkav David and Mavosav, David dies, by Yitavar, the year David. And David is buried in the city of David. So, so very, what's that? Okay. So David is usually by Yishkav, of course, the death of So he died, so David is dead. And really now, Harif Bey is supposed to get out at the beginning of Shlomo's Malchus, fully his full reign, which we will look up and see what his first actions are next week.
Yeah. Why is it not likely for to kill
the order? I don't really have a question on the order. I have no explanation for the order. But I don't even know what happened. It might be an order of habit. No, it's not an order of habit.